Hello YouTube, Richard Lewis with another video here, and today I'm going to talk about some Counter-Strike. I know this might be crazy, given what all my recent videos have been about, but I definitely wanted to get into this, and I want to talk about, obviously, what happened over in SK Gaming with FNX leaving, and Fox coming in as a short-term replacement for what will be running right up until the Major, and at the Major. So first, I guess we can get this out of the way. Just a few thoughts about the move. Now, I don't think it's any secret. I've been pretty critical of Fox in the past. You know, I did say after he was removed from FaZe that for me, have a player of his experience, you know, which is vast, but also limited in you know, there's no Portuguese scene anymore, which is at a high competitive level, which is a shame because they used to have some great lands and whatnot. And in Source, they actually had some decent players. But, you know, and at his age, I think he's 30. You know, you probably might want to think about retiring. You know, it's just the reality of the situation. And boom, you know, he's got this incredible opportunity to come in and play with one of the best teams, if not the best team in the world. Now, here's what I will say. Let's just remember what happened to Showtime. I mean, if he thinks that it's maybe going to be a great decision and he's going to have a super fun, cool, awesome time, maybe not, because obviously as soon as Showtime played badly, Cold Zero went on Twitter and said, oh, how can you play with an idiot who doesn't even know the basics of Counter-Strike? And that was to explain the little run of bad form, including a 16-0 against Renegades or whatever it was. Now, I don't think that was a particularly smart or, you know, good thing to do, but whatever. These things do happen. And, you know, Fox might find himself in a similar firing line, because I don't really know what spot he's going to occupy. I guess he's going to kind of have to be a support player, right? Which is, you know, problematic, because obviously he likes to be an AWPer. They definitely don't need an AWPer. You know, they've got Fallen, they've got Cold Zero as that secondary AWP. I mean, I don't think Fox is going to get to pick up an AWP at any stage, you know, unless they want to run some insane triple AWP setup. So he's going to be rifling, and, you know, he's not a great rifler. But then again, people will say, oh, he doesn't need to be. You've got all the aim in the team. But let's be clear, he's replacing FNX, who I didn't, you know, yeah, he'd had a little bit of a slump recently, but I suppose that was because he knew what was coming. Now, just to toot my own horn while we're here, I did tell everybody a while back now, on this very channel, FNX was going to get kicked. That was going to happen. You know, people were like, oh, Richard, yeah, this is all speculation. It, once again, right again, you know. And people said, oh, those leaked Skype logs were fake. Now, refresh your memory about that. And again, you can go check out this video. It's all there. There was a leaked Skype log, which was his manager talking to somebody else, a tournament organizer, I suppose. And it was put out on Yi Lamau, you know, Minister of CS Leaks, or whatever title he's using at the moment. You know, he put it out on his Twitter, and you could see that it was the SK Gaming manager saying to the tournament organizer, yeah, we're going to remove FNX, and we're going to try and make a play to get Phelps over in Immortals. And if we can't get him, we will get a European. Guess who the European is? It's Fox. So all the people who were saying it was speculative, you know, Yabu, sucks to you. But clearly, the reason I want to bring this up is because of what happened next. So obviously, it gets leaked. You know, I think DK was the source of the story. Then HLTV did that fucking thing where it was like, oh, DK's put it out on his Twitter. We'll go speak to our sources, confirm it, and then not give him credit. Which just goes to wonderful journalistic courtesy as ever from HLTV. I don't think they mean to be malicious. I just don't think they understand journalism at all. You know, I see, you know, they've got good guys over there, but a lot of the older heads do not understand what journalism is and never have, frankly. But anyway, you can see here, he tweeted, sad to receive this news by HLTV.org. So he didn't even get it from the original source. He got it from the report on HLTV.org. It was a great year with this team. Success to everyone on the walk. Now, this is obviously bad, right? Like, players finding out on news outlets that they're no longer in the team, that really, really sucks. And what it generated was this bizarre conversation about, well, people leaking information are terrible. You know, journalists are so bad, so evil. Like, hold the fucking phone. This ain't the journalist's fault, not by a country fucking mile, by the way. This is clearly the fault of his teammates, the management. He should have been told. He should have been told after E-League. that, you know, yeah, dude, we're going to make the change. And they can say, and they did say, as you'll see, oh, we scheduled a meeting. Right. They had plans to replace him way back when. Right. I proved that. You've seen the logs. It exists. It's real. They were going to get a European. He was definitely out. There was no doubt about it. There was no road back for him. And while they were publicly presenting that, oh, we've worked through our problems, it's all going to be okay. Lies, deception, nonsense. He was always going to go. Always. So lo and behold, when it happens and he finds it off a news site, they try and make out that it's like the journalist's fault. And the community, again, they take that banner up and they go, oh, yeah, well, journalists, we all hate them, right? I mean, come on, like, it's easy, isn't it, to blame journalists for everything? But let's get a taxi and fucking ask for real street, please. You know, this is what journalists do. This is news. Don't you consider it newsworthy? Don't you understand the concept of a scoop? Why somebody might want to break a fucking big story? Don't you get it? Don't you get the value in that? Don't you get how it builds reputation? It builds credibility. It brings traffic to websites. It allows money to flow into the journalistic scene. So, you know, we can do actual good work and good reporting moving forward. The kind I know you guys care about. Like, you know, gambling scandals, right? People scamming people. People trying to create exclusivity leagues. None of that is possible without the bread and butter. So you can't have one without the other. So when you attack journalists, you're out of your fucking mind. Now, I know that doesn't apply to a lot of you, but I worry sometimes if it's the fucking majority. I don't see a lot of, you know, evidence, if you like, that Reddit in particular is starting to understand journalism. It seems to be the same old shit month after month. Journalist breaks big story. Journalist is a liar. Organization comes out, says journalist is a liar. Journalist gets attacked by the community. Community want to ban the journalist. Then it turns out the journalist was right. No fucking apologies offered. We start the cycle anew. Meanwhile, everyone pontificates and debates about what a fucking journalist should be doing and what journalism is, when the vast majority of people having that discussion don't even understand the fucking basic, you know, concepts of journalism, let alone the methodology. So that pissed me off. Then what happens next, of course, is that, well, obviously SK Gaming came out and implied that it was Face It that was somehow to blame. Now, I'm going to show you this here. Let me just find it for you. So this was, again, Yi LaMao. He's doing it. He's putting out the leaks. This was a leaked log, which implied, I suppose, that they could have been the source of the leak. These were the Skype logs here. And you can say, you can see that this is someone. The next question is, when do you plan to announce Fox as a stand-in? You can see they say Monday. Wait for the announcement. It's probably going to be Monday morning. And they go, yeah, of course, we're not going to say anything. Before you will, is it going to be European time or North American time? And they were like, it should be one day in Zurich, is that right? Blah, blah, blah. On it goes. They talk about something else. And then the management came out and said that it was definitely Face It, that it leaked 30 minutes after we told ECS, and we'd only just made the decision and blah blah blah. And you can see they have some not too pleasant things to say about the SK gaming manager. But you can see the guy who wrote the first article said it was ready 3 hours prior to publishing. We only got informed 1 hour before it got leaked. This means it could not be us. I think we should ask SK for a formal apology by their manager. Now, look, whether you want to say whether the leaks come from this, it's not that Face It went out and deliberately leaked the information. You can see here, this shows that somebody's Skype is compromised. And again, Skype is the fucking scourge of esports. Like, people don't realize that, you know, there's these password dumps that get put out there over and over again. People don't use 2 authentication, blah, blah, blah. You know, and people keep getting caught out on Skype, and people's Skypes keep getting compromised. And a lot of the time, they don't even know they're compromised. And people are logging in and looking back at new information and deliberately holding it off. So you might think, okay, well, that could prove it, right? But certainly, if the journalist is saying that he had the report already filed, and I certainly believe that, because everybody knew Fox was going out. Everybody knew that they were going to get a European. Let's join the fucking dots here. You could probably throw a dart, and as ridiculous as it would sound that it would be Fox, you could probably fucking guess that it's going to be Fox because he speaks Portuguese. Simple as that. What are you going to do? Have a whole team speak fucking English to accommodate? No, of course not. It's It's not going to work. The other four guys have got to pick up the slack. So yeah, bullshit. They couldn't use anyone from Immortals, right? Because of the rules about the major and stuff. So obviously, you know, at a pinch when you've got limited options, I guess Fox starts looking pretty appealing, doesn't he? So you've got all that. But then there was some more stuff that came out. And it was this idea that, oh yeah, we did it. We did it all super quick, guys. This hasn't been planned forever. Now, there was this here, right? Which, hang on, let me just find this for you. And this was what Fallen said in on a stream. And he said, we decided to call Fox 30 minutes before lunch, one day before the information leaked, Deadfur and me. Taco and Cold were sleeping when the info linked. We are thinking in who could call, and the Fox's name came to us. Right after the loss, we talked about it. So I'll just show you the link for, you know, propriety's sake, so you can see I'm not lying. This is the link here. You can see this was the stream that
he started on. 30 minutos depois do almoço, antes de almoçar, no domingo. A gente juntou, eu, o Dead, principalmente, o Fer, o Taco e o Cold estavam dormindo ainda. A gente estava pensando em algumas pessoas que a gente poderia chamar e a gente chegou na conclusão de que o Fox seria uma boa pessoa para completar pra gente. Que a gente ia fazer a mudança, a gente já tinha decidido.
Right, so there you go. So you can see that's what Fallen has said. He said it was a super last minute thing. We needed this to be done, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that's fine, right? Okay, that seems plausible. But then, unfortunately, what comes up next is that there was somebody found a vlog when that Fallen was recording, and somebody translated it. And again, I'll show you the vlog link, but I won't play it all, because otherwise this video will be even longer than it already is. And yeah, I'd like to fucking ramble. Why the fuck not? And you can see here, this is
Let's
the vlog.
Let's suppose that you're writing a really important email, you know, to a colleague.
There's an ad there. Of course. Good old YouTube, right? So, you can see this is the vlog.
E aí, rapaziada, tá saindo aqui a molecada.
Because Atlanta's a baller city, and you know, E-League's a great league. But in this vlog, there is a moment where Fallen says... Dead was talking, and he says, I saw the email that he sent, and then somebody else says, Fur Talk, saying that's not the time to vlog, and then, because Cold Zero, who doesn't know Fallen is recording, says, Fallen, have you talked with Fox? Now, this shows that the version of events that were presented was not accurate. And therefore, the idea that this leaked, I mean, this could be the source of the leak, right? Because the name Fox is there. Now, obviously, maybe people didn't know to look for it, but it shows that this was in the works for a long time. And I know about leaks. I know how they work. I've done millions of them, not literally, but, you know, certainly hundreds of roster stories and leaked information stories and being first and scooping people. I've done hundreds of those in my career. And I know how these things work. And you know how it works? People fucking talk too much. People talk too much. There are no secrets. If you know something, what's the point of knowing it if you can't share it with somebody else? That's how people think. So what starts happening is, oh, yep, Fox is going to SK Gaming, but I won't tell anyone. Thanks for letting me know, though. Okay, cool. That's awesome. I'm super happy about that. Then he goes out and he tells somebody else, have you heard about SK Gaming? And so the chain goes on. And it's never the primary source, very rarely, that accidentally outs themselves. But, you know, it's somebody who's usually close to the primary source, a friend, a colleague, a co-worker, someone who just happened to be in the room and overhear it. And then you do your due diligence and you chase it with some other sources that would know the answer. And ba-bam, you've got a fucking leak, right? There it is. That's how it works. That's the mechanics of it. So the fact that the move was in the works for a long period of time shows most likely, again, face it wasn't the source of the leak. And a lot of people as well have speculated about what was going on with FNX. You know, all sorts of rumors flying around. And you can see that, again, the presentation by Fallen is, well, you know, it just came to us after the defeat, and it wasn't a long-term and systemic issue. Well, again, that version of events is massively contradicted by Fur's brother, who came out. And again, I'm going to show you this Facebook post here. There it is. Right, so again, my Portuguese, very, very poor indeed. But let me just read you a translation of it. And it says, FNX is a nice guy outside of the game. Everybody loves him. But there's a work side, your job. You love your mother, but this doesn't mean you would want to work with her, right? It was an inside problem of the team, and we must accept it without saying shit like it was because of a bad game. So it's not even a performance issue. So that's massively contradictory to what Fallen said, that we talked about it after the loss because we had a bad game and we lost. Well, he's saying this is actually something more systemic and that has been ongoing for a long time. About him knowing from HLTV, the news would be giving in a meeting on Monday with the players in the org explaining how everything would be done, just like it must be with a huge org. The thing is that while previous notifying ECS, someone from there leaked and turned into this shit. It was a betrayal. Was it a betrayal? This isn't some amateur LAN team. It's one of the best teams in the world. Things aren't the same. Kicking a player would just need a notification from his team at any time. So what you've got there is, of course, again, it proves that there was an ongoing issue in the team. The issues hadn't been resolved like they were all saying. The original problems that we're going to see FNX kick back when I did a video about it were the same problems that got him kicked now. So, here's what I want to say. This is the final point that I want to make. I mean, first of all, this is just deception. This is not what went down. And I think trying to deflect and push it on to journalists and push it on to the community and push it on to face it, I think that fucking sucks. I think that's a shitty thing to do. Because let's just call it as it is, right? Let's just be honest about how it is. And this is how it is. There is no way a player should ever find out from the news. There's no way, you see, because before you even tell face it, you should have told him. That's just the reality about it. It must be some mad extreme circumstances where this sort of thing can happen. You've known about it for a while, certainly over a month. We've got evidence that you were intimating, you even had Fox as a plan. Why not before the tournament? I mean, look, okay, maybe not before the tournament because maybe that, creates a bad atmosphere and he's not going to perform. But certainly as soon as the tournament ends, you've got to pull the guy up and be like, look, just so you know, this is the last tournament you're going to play. Super sorry that it, but you know, things haven't been working out. Let's always be professional about it. We're going to go on social and announce it. Be great if you could say some nice things about your time in the organization. Not necessary. We're going to say nice things about you, though, because, you contribute to a great team. We wish you all the best moving forward. And here's a handshake. And boom, it's done. You don't need to schedule a fucking, big time lunch and come into this room. Like, as soon as you're a player and you say, oh, we've got to have this meeting, like, it's going to drive you fucking insane, isn't it? So, this is just the reality that as soon as the tournament ended, they should have all gone back. Management should have, come in and been like, okay, look, here's the elephant in the room. This is what we got to talk about. We all knew things weren't right. And boom, you're going to be out of the team. We're sorry. It looks like we're going to get Fox as a replacement, but all the best. And then you go and tell face it, that's it, right? That's like the whole problem solved right there. I mean, if you believe face it's the league. So I guess wrapping all of this up in a fucking nice little pretty bow, I just wanted to say that you've got to understand that teams, organizations, I say this all the time, they will always operate from a point of self-interest. You can't blame them for that, right? I mean, I've had it many times. Think about all the stories I've broken about organizations, like Team Liquid, for example, just constantly wrecking me, saying I'm a liar when I'm not a fucking liar, I've had it probably about half a dozen times from that organization alone. I've had people blacklisting me for breaking stories. Organizations want to control the flow of information, and when things go wrong and they look bad, they'll deflect and try and push it on to other people. But you've got to have the wherewithal to realize that's what's happening. That's vitally important moving forward. And ultimately, I don't think face it to blame. I think this was just a messy situation that had probably gone on a little bit too long and was handled poorly. That's not to finger point. That's not to say that SK Gaming are the worst organization ever. But I certainly got to take umbrage with people getting blamed for things that they're certainly not culpable for. It seems ridiculous to me. Anyway. Those are some thoughts. Obviously, wish SK Gaming all the best moving forward. Although I think the addition of Fox and the unfortunate circumstance about not being able to bring in someone from Immortals or not being able to bring in a more tenured Brazilian player, because there simply aren't any outside of SK and Immortals. I certainly think it's going to be a tall order for them to do three majors in a row, but who knows? They've got an incredible core of four players, and I'm looking forward to seeing them at the major. I think it's going to be very interesting indeed, and again, this is going to be the closest major for a long, long time, and SK Gaming are no doubt going to have a big say in who wields the title. But again, just understand that there is a PR game being played constantly in esports. Don't get suckered into believing everything you hear. Anyway, thanks a lot for watching. Catch you on the next video.